This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. God Accepting Me, Part 13. Today we're looking at John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, and from verse 20. You know, as I was looking at this just now, as I was just reviewing this scripture, I just wondered, what would it have been like to have been in the presence of Jesus when he was talking to his disciples, just to be a bystander as he was talking? This is the passage of scripture in John 14, where Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." His disciples must have been thinking, "What?" Now remember, at this moment in time, they haven't received the Holy Spirit. So they're not fully conversant with what Jesus is saying. It must have been really difficult to hear these words, but Jesus brought these words for a reason. Even though they didn't understand, I know this, when the Holy Spirit came, the penny dropped. Jesus said this, "When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in the Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them. And I will love them and reveal myself to each of them." Powerful words. Such powerful words. "When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I am in you." So just imagine now, go forward now, to where Jesus revealed himself to them after he had been crucified. Their Lord had come back. Still, they didn't have the Holy Spirit. Still, that hadn't happened. But they see Jesus. And they must have remembered these words. "When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in with you." This is why I so believe this, that as we continue on this journey with Jesus, as we continue this perilous journey sometimes, this difficult journey that we go on, when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, when that belief system kicks in and we put our hands up at an evangelistic meeting maybe and we say, "Yes, Lord, I receive you now. Yes, Lord, come into my life. Yes, Lord, I'm going to follow you for the rest of my life. Yes, Lord, I am believing in you." And as you follow on that pathway, what happens to that belief? I'll tell you. It turns into a knowledge, not a belief. It's no longer a belief for me. It's a knowledge. Look at what Jesus says. "When I am raised to life again, you will know." Say it, "you will know." "You will know." Say it again. "You will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. It fits, doesn't it? When Jesus ascended to glory, we now know that he was with his Father, and he was in his Father, and his Father was in him, and he was in us. That is amazing. What a revelation. That is utterly amazing. Jesus goes on to say, look, this is the situation. If you obey my commandments, if you do what I've asked you to do, if you do that which I've commanded you to do, it's important. Because once you make a decision that you're going to obey that which Jesus says, a different thing happens. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. You see, if we accept his commandments and we obey those commandments, then we know that he loves us. And what is the greatest commandment? Jesus goes on to tell us in John, the 15th chapter, he says, love one another. And then he says, as I have loved you, love one another. That means that we have to love each other this way, because we are connected through the Holy One of Israel. Do you see where I'm going with this? It doesn't mean to say I have to love all and sundry, although I try to. What it does mean is if we are joined by the knowledge that Jesus is in our lives, then we have to love one another. We have no choice. Sometimes I say this and I believe it so readily. Sometimes I don't like people. There are people in my life who love the Lord just as much as I do, I'm sure, but I don't like them. So what do I do about that? Hang on a minute. The scripture doesn't say I have to like everybody. The scripture doesn't go on to say that I need to like these people who are part now of my family because we're joined by the blood of the Lamb. No. But I am commanded to love them. Let's look at loving someone, shall we? I might not like that person. But what does Jesus talk about when he talks about love for each other? In John, the 15th chapter, he says, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friend. So I may not like that person, but I have to lay my life down for them. And I would do that readily. It's the liking bit I've got a problem with. It's the liking bit that I'm trying to see through now. I know I've got to love, but Lord, do I have to like? Father, I would love to know, for I want to do only your will and no one else's will. And you know, as I'm talking, I know you know exactly what I'm talking about, because you're saying yes and amen, and you're agreeing wholeheartedly with this predicament. We have to get to a place where we can love unconditionally, as Jesus loved us. He told us to do that. That is one of his commandments. He says, those who accept my commandments and obey them. So you accepted what Jesus says, and now you're going to obey, are the ones who love me. It's the way that we can prove that we love the Lord so much, if we say we are prepared to lay down our lives for those who are our friends and our brothers and sisters in the Lord. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Wow. Well, I know this. We need to think hard about this. We need to think really hard. Because God Almighty Himself, through His Son Jesus, is saying to you today, I'm accepting you. I am accepting you. And I continue to accept you. Why? Because you are my adopted child. Jesus says, and because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. You see, when you start looking at love in this way, when you start looking at the love of man and woman toward God, when you start looking at the love of man and woman and child towards each other, and we realize we have no choice but to love in this way, when we realize that we have to love unconditionally. The Bible says nothing about liking, but it does say about loving. And we need to realize that we need to be prepared to lay down our lives for our friends. Then we realize the truth behind what is being said here. Then we realize that God is accepting us, and He doesn't stop accepting us. And that is because He loves us so much. He loves us so much. Do you hear what I'm saying? There are a few people in my life that I can genuinely say, I don't like them at all. I don't like what they do. I don't like what they say. I don't like what they stand for. But I do know this, they love the Lord. We may differ on many things, but they love the Lord. And I know they love the Lord. So I have no choice but to love them and to honor them, and to give up my life for them. Boy, oh boy. Sometimes this Christian road is a tough road. And it's tough right here. When you know that you have to love in that way. But God is there to help you. God is there to help me. And I know He wants to do that. Are you willing to receive God's help to help you love the way you're supposed to love? If you are, then all you've got to do is pray with me right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for your words of wisdom today. Lord God Almighty, I find this so difficult sometimes, knowing I have to love where I will even lay down my life. But Father, some of the people that I know, I don't even like. So Father, I ask for your help now. In the name of Jesus, to be able to see through exactly what you are saying. And yes, Lord, I am prepared to give up my life for those I love. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.